All right. Now, Esmeralda, I will not be here for Fly Jams Friday tomorrow.
You won't.
I do understand that Noonan will, in fact, do Fly Jams Friday. So you will get some Fly Jams from Noonan. But last Friday, if you recall, I picked a song by a band called Heatwave, and it was composed by their keyboardist, a British guy named Rod Temperton. And then I went on to talk about Rod Temperton in kind of great detail last Friday. And the day before yesterday, he passed away. And I was just so saddened by that. He was only 66 years old. Rod Temperton was a British-born musician and songwriter with a singular knack for pop funk. He wrote the Michael Jackson classics Thriller, Rock With You, and many other hits. He died of cancer in London at 66. God, cancer sucks. His music publisher said in a statement Wednesday that Temperton had died last week of an aggressive cancer. No other details were provided. John Platt of Warner Chappell said that Temperton was the sole writer of Thriller, Off the Wall, Rock With You, and other major songs. Temperton started his career in the disco band Heatwave. He collaborated with Aretha Franklin, Herbie Hancock, Anita Baker, and many others. Best known as a songwriter, he worked closely with Quincy Jones on Off the Wall and Thriller. He was a lot of people said he was the invisible man behind the scenes that helped make those records so great and so classic. He was born 180 miles north of London. He had been working as in a frozen fish factory in the mid-70s when he responded to an ad and joined Heatwave. It was an international group, and he played keyboards and wrote two major hits for them and continued to write songs and perform. He was a true master of the fly jam. And Esmeralda, when you hear some of the songs that I picked, you'll be like, oh, yeah, this guy was unbelievable. So let's start with the first cut. We're paying tribute to the great Rod Temperton. And this guy has contributed so much to the world of fly jams. And this first one is one of my personal favorites. It's a song that he wrote for the Brothers Johnson. Now, the Brothers Johnson are mostly known for their biggest hit, which was Strawberry Letter 23, which is a great song. But this is one of my favorites. It's got an incredible beat. That's one of the things that you'll notice about this. About these songs that I'm playing by the late, great Rod Temperton is the bass lines. He was a master at constructing really funky, really catchy, really awesome bass lines that would go on to be sampled in many other songs as the years go by. He was an amazing musician, a great keyboardist, but an undeniably great and funky songwriter. So this is the first one is from the Brothers Johnson. It's called Stomp. Infectious. That's the word that you use. You know that song, Esmeralda? Do you know Stomp?
I don't.
Oh, it's so good. So good. And it's like 6.5 minutes long, so it's a long fly jam. So you can be funky for 6 minutes. You know, it's strange because the guy did not look like a funky guy. You know what I mean? He was not like, the first thing you think of is when you'd see this guy is not keyboardist in one of the greatest disco bands of all time and one of the funkiest dudes who will write some of the greatest fly jams of all time. He was like a little British dude, little white British dude, and just did not, visually you go, no, this guy did not. There's no way this guy wrote Stomp for the Brothers Johnson. That can't be. But in fact, he did, and he was quite a contributor to the world of R&B and funk. He died at 66 in London. And Rod Temperton, who, we've played a bunch of his songs over the years during Fly Jams Friday. And since I'm not going to be here for Fly Jams tomorrow, I wanted to pay tribute to Rod Temperton today. So we're getting a little Fly Jam Thursday going, if you will. Okay. 312-981-7200 for talk and text. 312-981-7200. We got to take a break here. We got weather. We got traffic. And then more tribute to Rod Temperton, who passed away with his funky fly jams. All right. Yeah. Cindy requested some Bruce. Glory Days here. Triple Play Thursday. Triple Play Thursday. Yeah, man. Yeah. 312-981-7200 is the phone number. Welcome back to the show, everybody. Nick DiGilio here. Here till 5 a.m. So we're paying tribute to one of the flyest of all Fly Jam creators, Rod Temperton, British songwriter, musician, keyboard player, who has written some of the and performed on some of the classic great R&B Fly Jams. And let's continue to hear a few more of these in memory of the great Rod Temperton, who, again, was like a kind of an unseen hero and a behind-the-scenes guy. And here is, I think, I don't know, one of the greatest Fly Jams of all time and my favorite Michael Jackson song of all time. Such a great song. Esmeralda, isn't that a great song?
It is.
God, I love that song so much. I love that whole album, and he wrote the title track, too. Rod Temperton wrote the title track for Off the Wall as well and had a great partnership with Quincy Jones. Rod Temperton, great musician, passed away. Let's hear some more of his stuff. This is from his band that he was in, Heatwave. This is my favorite Heatwave song, and, again, unbelievable groove to this one. That's the song that I picked last week because I hadn't heard it in a long time. That, another Esmeralda, that song, 7 minutes and 40 seconds of nonstop funk. Heatwave was a great band. They were a terrific band. They had a lot of hits. They had a great hit called Always and Forever, which was a staple. I remember at my eighth grade, at like a couple of eighth grade dances, Always and Forever was a staple for kids to still stand against the wall and look at each other and not dance. That's the girls were on one side of the room, boys were on the other side of the room, Always and Forever would play, and only the people that had girlfriends and boyfriends would dance, so that would be like four couples. And the rest of us would just stand there and go, I really like this song, I like this girl, but I'm not going to go over there, man. I'm too scared. Or some of us were like, this sucks, man, Sabbath. When inside my head, I'd be like, man, this is a great song, but I can't let anybody know I like it. So I'm just going to stand here with my Zeppelin t-shirt on and look mad. Anyway, Always and Forever was a great hit for them, but Luther Vandross did a fantastic cover of it. And it was right after he ate a giant cheeseburger with bacon and donuts that he, when he had the Krispy Kreme bun cheese bacon donut burger donut called the Luther. Anyway, he covered Always and Forever, and he did a great job with it.
You really care, and we'll share tomorrow together. Ooh, baby, I'll always love you. Oh, yeah.
Fly. So fly, man. That's where you bring the, hey, ladies, why don't you come over to my house? We'll eat some donuts and cheeseburgers, and we'll listen to Always and Forever. You remember that song, Esmeralda?
I'm not a big Luther Vandross person.
So. I'm not really, but do you remember the original? Have you ever heard the original, the Heatwave
version?
No. Oh, it's so good. It's so good. Again, Rod Temperton wrote that. And, of course, I guess he's most famously known for writing this.
You start to freeze, and so it looks you right between the eyes. Your very lies, because this is terror,
again, the key to that song is bass line. that's the key again. Guy was a keyboard player, but he wrote some of the greatest and funkiest bass lines of all time. All right, a couple more here in paying tribute to the great Rod Temperton. This is, again, his band Heatwave. Paul Thomas Anderson named one of the greatest movies of all time after this song. All right, last one we're going to play is he could get smooth, too. He can be a little jazzy and a little smooth. This song rules. This is one of those smooth, you're like, yeah, man, I'm so smooth. Kind of jazzy and smooth, little R&B, baby. Another sexy song. From the great George Benson, this is Gimme the Night. All this music in the air. Give me the night. 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 Yeah. See, man, he can get funky when he wanted to and smooth. He also worked on the soundtrack of The Color Purple. Rod Temperton also contributed several songs to the comedy Running Scared, including Sweet Freedom by, yeah, Michael McDonald. Yeah, yeah. 2009, The Guardian newspaper described Temperton as a reclusive, Grammy-winning genius who has always shunned the spotlight. The newspaper said that he was rarely seen in public and rarely photographed. Temperton once told BBC Radio that he had been lulled to sleep as a baby by the sound of music on a transistor radio placed in his crib. A great, great musical talent passed away, and one of the contributors, a major contributor to the world of fly jams, and I wanted to pay tribute to him. Rod Temperton died at 66, and rest in peace, one of the flyest guys that ever lived. All right, we'll take a break. We'll come back after this, the news.